Hello, this is Moll speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the... I can't read, I haven't got my right glasses on either. The 16th of November 2016, and this is the 477th Moll Out Loud podcast. It's a lovely sunny but not hot day today, and I'm really making the most of it because it's going to shoot up tomorrow and be very windy and uncomfortable. So this is just as it should be. There's a little cool breeze rather than a big hot wind. I am recording this on my phone, and I must say I'm incredibly grateful that I have it, my phone. I left it in a cafe in Launceston, and I've only discovered it when I got to Hobart that I had left it behind. So it was a bit of a hairy 24 hours while I tried to locate it. And I've just picked it up from the post office. So I'm able to record this because I thought I might not be able to get to my podcast until later this evening. I'm going into town. I was planning to go into town just after lunch to do a bit of shopping that's really been on my list for a long time before a meeting. But things have transpired against that, mainly because I've been so tired. I went and had a little nap, which became a big nap, and here I am, much later than intended. In fact, all the schools are out. I thought there'd be children milling around everywhere, but perhaps I'm so late that I'm not even going to be surrounded by babbles of children. And now I've just started this podcast, but I realise I'm feeling a bit still a bit dopey from having woken up. I woke up in such a shock when I realised what the time was that I sort of started walking before I'd had very much time to think. Very noisy car. Well, perhaps I am getting the tail end of the school pickup here. I'm just crossing the road. I'm going to get myself some almonds and some walnuts. When I went for my late night trip the other night, I just grabbed all these things that I could kind of think of that I could possibly nibble on if I was going to be standing and without access to food for hours and hours. So I raided my muesli supplies and ate my almonds and walnuts during the birthing process. This morning my muesli was rather a sad little oaty affair. It needs some spicing up. I do really appreciate having given myself this November off, and I feel as if it's just allowing me time to get my own timetable back. Perhaps even more than that, that it's giving me time to reassess, sounds a bit intellectual, but give me time to compost both what's just happened to me, but also where I'm at with my novel writing, well, and with every other kind of piece of writing that I'm doing, to see what emerges when I've composted that all together. I'm just at a crossroads, so it's a bit rackety. it's a very weird crossroad too, that's been turned into a sort of right of way around a corner, which may be fine for cars, but it's a bit alarming if you're a pedestrian. Anyway, I've reached the other side of it now, so I did have to pause there. I realise how little I give myself time to think. I often talk about giving myself time to rest, and I do give myself rests, you know, for the odd day or the odd hour, and that sabbatical, I guess, I give myself a week, but I haven't given myself longer for years, and I think there's you need time to wind down, and actually having such a big event right in the middle of it, when you know, whole life perceptions change, it's quite a good way of getting oneself out of one way of thinking and being, and in readiness to pick up what else might emerge. It may be exactly what I left off, but it may not be. And I've still got a fortnight for that to unfold. And if I haven't done it in a fortnight, I'll give myself longer. I'm now at the traffic lights near the nut shop, and incidentally the brownie shop, so I might be tempted. It's really nice being able to walk in this route, even though I'm sorry it's so busy. I'm hoping you can hear me. At least there isn't that strong wind that there was on that day in Launceston when I did have to compete quite a lot with that rackety wind. I do hope that you've had a really good few days. Spoke to you yesterday. I hope you've had a good day today, or that you will have a good day today. That if you've been focusing on something for a long time and are beginning to feel a bit jaded, I do really recommend a break of some kind and a way of allowing yourself to be a bit gentle. It's often harder to do. It's often even harder to stop working than it is to start. And starting is pretty hard too. Thank you very, very much for listening. And I really look forward to talking to you again tomorrow.